This is JIS News. Coming up, JCF receives new anti-theft equipment, 1,300 houses to be built in Bernard Lodge, and the Scientific Research Council's food testing laboratory accredited to international standards. The details after this message.
Wait, Jerome? Jerome, why are you always sleeping in class? Wake up! What is it? You don't go to bed in the night?
Yeah, yes, miss. But...
But what?
But most of the time, I sell with my mother, miss. Like when them keep dance, miss. May I fail par, miss.
You're not supposed to be doing that, you know? That is child labor, Jerome.
Child labor is an abuse of our children's rights. Help stop child labor. Report suspected cases to the Child Labor Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. Call 948-0098.
And now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force has received special anti-theft devices thanks to Digicel. On Tuesday, the company donated selected DNA devices which allow users to place synthetic markings on a range of surfaces. The markings contain a unique DNA code and a sequence of microdots visible only under specialized lights and microscopes. The equipment will allow the police to identify stolen items as well as determine the owners of marked property by checking it against a specialized database. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting said the acquisition is in keeping with the government's plan to modernize the operations of the security forces.
An area that we are focusing on is developing the technological capabilities of the police and our security forces more broadly, whether it be in the area of combating cybercrime, lottery scamming, other types of fraud, or even in robbery or violent crime.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The government is working to address the island's housing deficit. State Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Marie Skye, says studies are pointing to a deficit of between 400 and 450,000 housing solutions in the country. Additionally, he says the annual survey issued by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, indicates that over the past 5 to 6 years, the country has been constructing under 3,000 units per year.
We feel that a program of about 12,000 to 15,000 units is what would be desirable. It will take some time to erase the deficit, but 12,000 to 15,000 units per year would be the ideal target that we would seek to do. And I say housing solutions because not only houses, but houses, starter units, lots, combination of everything.
In the meantime, there are plans to build some 1,300 houses in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine. The units are to be built under a new public-private partnership that the Transport Works and Housing Ministry will be utilizing going forward. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Marie Skye, says a submission has been made to Cabinet for approval for the Bernard Lodge project to be undertaken.
The public-private partnership sees the ministry and by extension the government providing the land, utilizing the Housing Act to expedite and to facilitate the process. And the investor comes with his capital and build these houses, which would be sold on the open market.
Dr. Guy was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. And the Scientific Research Council's food testing laboratory has become the first such facility in Jamaica to be awarded accreditation to international standards. The SRC received its certificate of accreditation from the Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation at a special ceremony held in Kingston on Tuesday. Speaking at the event, Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton said the accreditation is a significant milestone for Jamaica.
The accreditation of a laboratory by JANA means that the laboratory has been evaluated by a team of assessors who have looked at both the quality management systems and the technical competence of the laboratory and found it conforms to the requirements of the international accreditation standard. Therefore, the users of this laboratory can have the confidence that the results generated are accurate, traceable, and reliable.
Minister Hilton added that the accreditation is timely, as the country is now implementing measures necessary to meet the requirements of the United States Food Safety Modernization Act. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.